Alrighty, folks. Well, it is 6 p.m., so we're going to go ahead and get started. I'd like to welcome you to the second neighborhood meeting for the proposed general plan amendment and rezoning for extra space storage. For those of you who haven't met me, my name is Kyle Packer. I'm a senior planner with the town of Oro Valley. I'm the lead project reviewer for this project, and I'm also tonight's facilitator, which means I'm here to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to share their comments, questions, concerns, and that we have a good process moving forward through tonight. So in order to kind of help me with that, if you guys would take a moment, just look at the ground rules on the right-hand side. We've got a pretty small group, so I don't think it's going to be too unruly, but we're mostly just asking that folks stay respectful and please refrain from interrupting during the presentations tonight. We're scheduled to go no later than 7:30. However, staff and the applicant will be available afterwards. If you do have questions, we'll be here till about 8 or so. Just some final housekeeping notes. Please be sure to silence your cell phones. If you need to use the restrooms or get any water, those are both available out the double doors here to the right. And lastly, for those of you that are online with us via Zoom, please be aware that you have been muted. And you will be able to speak during the question and answer portion of tonight's meeting. So we'll give you some, I'll go through the instructions on how to do that at that time. But before then, if you do have any other, you know, technical difficulties or questions, please be sure to contact Michael Spaeth, our principal planner, at 520-229-4812. Now, before we get started tonight, I'd like to make you aware that the town is currently pursuing the next general plan, Oro Valley's Path Forward. Now, this document is the community's next 10-year plan that guides town decisions and produces direct results in your community. The last one had some 200 items, if not more, as far as direct impact to the community, and this one will be very similar. So, you know, it reflects the community's visions and goals for housing, public infrastructure, and more. So we definitely want your participation. So you can scan that QR code on the side there or go to ovpathforward.com for more information on how to get involved in this process as it moves forward. Let's see. Going on to the next one, just to give you guys an update of kind of an overview of this project, we did hold an informational video and the first neighborhood meeting for this one back in January of last year. We are now, after receiving a formal submittal from the applicant and reviewing it for code compliance, we're now holding the second neighborhood meeting tonight, obviously. Looking forward from tonight, there will be two Planning and Zoning Commission public hearings as well as a town council public hearing. So there are still multiple opportunities to speak, but tonight is going to be the best opportunity that if you have concerns or questions, this will be your best opportunity to speak directly with the applicant and let them know so you can directly impact the outcome of the project here. By a show of hands, looks like I think I spoke to folks. You all received postcards as far as notifying you for the meeting. That's great. That's why we had you sign in. For those of you that are online, if you didn't get a postcard informing you about this project, please feel free to email me at kpacker@orovalleyaz.gov, and that'll give you the opportunity to just, you know, let me know your mailing address, and I'll be happy to add you to that mailing list so that we can notify you about those other upcoming meetings. Now, to go over tonight's agenda, first I'll start with some background on the property as well as the town processes. Then the applicant is going to walk us through what their proposal is. It's important to note that this request is to develop private property and is not the town's request. All property owners have the right to request review of their development proposals and is their charge to create, justify, and seek town council review and consideration. Furthermore, the town is required by state law to process these requests. Now, the town does require applicants to hold neighborhood meetings at the front end of the process before commission and council meetings so that your input has the most impact. That, again, leads us into the next step here, as it is the most important part of the night is to hear your comments and questions to inform this final project. Lastly, I'll conclude with some next steps on how you can stay involved and invite you to take a survey to provide us with feedback on the neighborhood meeting process. It's our goal that you leave understanding the project and satisfied with our process here, if not necessarily the project itself. To go into some information on this project, again, it is located at the southeast corner of Hardy Road and Oracle Road. It's approximately 9 acres. It's bounded by yellow here, just south of the Circle K and the Sunny Slope Apartments. The applicant has two requests, the first being a Type 2 general plan amendment, and the second being a rezoning to planned area development. And I'll go into more detail on these in some upcoming slides here. However, I'm going to start with some history for this area. In 1986, the existing storage facility shown there in blue was approved by Pima County and built. However, in 1987, the larger area, including Circle K and some of the other surrounding properties, were annexed into Oro Valley. So at that time, the existing storage facility became a non-conforming use. And what that means is just that it was built under old rules. However, it's allowed to remain in operation. In 2023, more recently, there was a Board of Adjustment hearing that approved a reduction to the size requirement to enable the planned area development request. Now, again, item A is a Type 2 general plan amendment. And in order to pursue their proposed design, the applicant must amend the current general plan land use map to identify this area as community regional commercial, shown on that right-hand side there, instead of the existing neighborhood commercial office on the left. Now, applications to change the general plan land use map are an expected part of a general plan's lifespan, and proposed amendments must hold extensive public outreach, including this very meeting. They also must conform to amendment criteria. That includes general conformance to the vision, guiding principles, goals, and policies of that general plan. It also states that it needs to appropriately address your concerns as neighbors. And finally, it must contribute to the long-term stability of the town. Now, item B is the rezoning to planned area development I mentioned earlier. A planned area development, or PAD, is zoning tailored to suit a specific area where switching to a different existing zoning may not be desired or the best fit. Here, the applicant is proposing a planned area development with two more specific areas to better address their goals than any existing zoning would be able to do. The goal for Area 1 of the PAD, where the existing storage facility is, shown there in brown on the right-hand side, is to create zoning rules that can define the existing development as code compliant. This includes modifications to standard C2 zoning to recognize the existing setbacks, wall heights, and internal landscaping is acceptable, and the applicant is not proposing any changes to this area besides creating access to the new development and enhancing landscaping along Oracle Road. Now, the applicant is also seeking different modifications to Area 2 to allow the new self-storage development as a permitted use and allow covered RV parking within the building setbacks. This brings us to the proposed site plan. With access off of both Oracle Road and Hardy, the existing facility will remain largely undisturbed, while a new 51,700-square-foot, 29-foot-tall storage facility, shown here in green, would be built along with 68 covered RV parking spaces. These spaces will be screened with a wall, and lighting from them will be shielded to prevent nuisance for neighbors. Beyond the screen wall, there will be 15 feet of landscaping to the east and north of Area 2, again with code-compliant screening also along Oracle Road. Now, to conclude with some of the review criteria that we've looked at in order to review this project, again, we've reviewed for conformance with the Your Voice, Our Future general plan, with compatibility with the surrounding area, taking a focus on traffic and circulation for the site, as well as conformance with the zoning code standards, including the requirements for new planned area development proposals and the Oracle Road Scenic Corridor requirements. And that concludes my presentation. So at this time, I will turn it over to the applicant in order to present their presentation regarding this project.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Chris Leone. I'm a design engineer with Kimley Horn for this project. And I appreciate you all coming out to the neighborhood meeting for the extra space storage expansion and pad rezoning type 2 general plan amendment. So as Kyle has already covered for our site, you can see bounded on our red is what we intend to our pad development is going to be contained within. It is currently surrounded by existing development on every side. We have the existing Circle K to the northwest. Northeast is the existing apartment complex. Along the east boundary are private residential lots. Along the south are the Sunny Slope townhomes, and we're bounded by Oracle Road on the west side of the site. So you can see our existing conditions here. The extra space storage facility was originally constructed in 1986 and is used by residents and businesses in this area. Extra space storage plans to expand their service into the north undeveloped desert parcel to continue providing quality service to the Oral Valley residents. As Kyle highlighted, the site currently is under two different commercial zoning types, C1 and C2. In order to allow the proposed development, Extra Space Storage intends to request a Type 2 minor general plan amendment from the existing neighborhood commercial and office designation to a community regional commercial and rezone the commercial district from C1, C2 designations to a plan area development with the underlying C2 zoning guidelines that impact our site. The pad designation planning area development is tied to this use, and it cannot be developed as anything else under the proposed entitlements. So we wanted to present to you some renderings that we have for the site from different viewpoints. This first is looking east off of Oracle Road at the existing extra space development, at the existing driveway as well. You can see where the existing building sits at currently, and beyond it we have the new location of the building pushed further back from Oracle Road to preserve that scenic corridor along Oracle Road. We plan on infilling this area with native desert plants to improve the view of the area and reduce the impact to the view shed for Push Ridge. The second rendering is still from Oracle Road, but taken at the northeast corner of the site, looking at the existing Circle K. Again, you can see how far back the building is offset from the site, still preserving that overall view to Push Ridge, and also the security fence in the background and additional landscaping provided along Oracle Road. Finally, we have the view coming off of Hardy Road looking to the south, where the existing apartment complex currently is located. We're proposing a driveway access to come off of Hardy Road into our site. And again, you can see how the proposed building is set back from that area to provide, to limit the impact to the view shed of that area. So some project details. As Kyle had already mentioned, there are no plans to do any sort of expansion or development of the existing site. The only improvements we're going to be providing are an access road for internal circulation from the existing development to the proposed development that you'll see in a couple slides for our site layout. Currently, there's 719 storage units on the existing facility and 18 RV parking spots that are to remain undisturbed. The proposed development that's extending into the desert area is going to be a two-story building that will have 392 self-storage units and 68 new RV parking stalls installed. This will bring our total count up to 1,111 storage units and 86 RV parking units throughout the entire site. The building itself, the existing facilities remain undisturbed. So the new building is proposed to be 29 feet tall and have a net area of 51,700 square feet. So here you can see what the previous site plan was for the first neighborhood meeting. Originally, there was a secondary access that was going to be provided off of Oracle Road to service the new building. The building and RV lots were pushed closer to Oracle Road, and there was a limiting amount of landscape area throughout our site. After that meeting and listening to people's concerns, we revised our site plan to incorporate that 300-foot scenic corridor setback from Oracle Road. So we replaced our building to be behind that and preserve that area from any vertical structures being in place, and also reduce the amount of RV parking in that area to account for that. We also removed the secondary access off of Oracle Road out of safety concerns to make sure that passengers in the area wouldn't have any sort of accidents trying to enter our site. Instead, we're utilizing the existing driveway for the existing property and providing internal circulation for our site with a new connection road, connection driveway through our site in the existing site, and also providing the same as the previous plan, access to Hardy Road. We also included additional landscape area throughout the site, and specifically the landscape area just west of the building will consist of open space with public art incorporated in between it. And just to summarize these changes, the main driving factors was the 300-foot Oracle setback that the building was adjusted to incorporate. And in order to provide security to the site but still maintain the scenic corridor, a hybrid fence will be used. It will consist of masonry blocks for the first 4 feet vertically with 2 feet of iron rods on top of it, spaced out so that way it will limit the impact to the view shed for Push Ridge. As for landscaping, following the town's landscaping requirements, native desert plants will be used to landscape the site. We are in progress of working on a native plant preservation and site inventory and salvage plant for the site, since given the dense vegetation on the site. Like I said, we're working with the town on this to make sure that the plan gets approved and we can incorporate that with our landscape on site. And finally, the drainage. So there are 6 off-site drainage watersheds that impact our site. This is generated from the neighborhoods and even from Push Ridge itself that convey from the east, make their way west. They enter our site on the north and eastern boundaries and are conveyed through our site. Our intent is to collect all of that runoff and continue it on its natural course, well, redirect it through our site so that way it still meets the discharge points through our site along the western boundary into Oracle Road as per existing conditions. We plan on keeping that independent of any off-site drainage that we plan to develop from this, from our impervious cover for this site, and all on-site drainage will be conveyed into a detention retention basin that will be placed just west of our site. It will be landscaped and will have its own outlet control devices that will make sure that any sort of runoff that comes out of the basin will be controlled and not overwhelm the existing site conditions. The setbacks for the site will be following the C2 zoning code. We will be providing a 15-foot landscape buffer yard around the perimeter of the site, especially where the residential units are proposed along the, or where the existing residential units are along the proposed development of the site. We will be providing a 12-foot to 14-foot screen wall that will be placed on the edge of that 15-foot buffer yard inside our property. In front of that, between our site wall and the property line, we will be utilizing the native desert plants in that area to provide additional screening for the surrounding neighbors from the wall. Additionally, the town code requires either a 50-foot setback from our building to the property line or a ratio of 3:1, that's 3 feet horizontally for every 1 foot vertically of building, for our building from our eastern property line. our plan exceeds that with over 80 feet of separation between the property line and where the building corners are located. And that's also including on the west side where we have the 300-foot scenic corridor setback. And here's a rendering of our screen walls that we plan to incorporate with desert landscaping along those buffer yards. Some final thoughts. So for an amenity, there is a need for additional storage throughout this site. Currently, the site is experiencing 90% occupancy for years and generates this need for the expansion. The hours of operation for this site, our unit access will be from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily. Office hours will be from 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturday, and closed on Sundays. And self-storage is one of the lowest traffic generating developments. Currently, the existing facility experiences 40 to 45 customers per day, with up to 3 customers in the facility at the same time in the morning and up to 5 in the evening time. A traffic impact analysis was done for this site, and the amount of volume of traffic that was generated from this site did not have any adverse impacts to currently Oracle Road or Hardy Road, and no off-site improvements are needed for our development. The existing intersection of Hardy and Oracle is substantial and good enough to handle the increase in traffic that we're going to be generated from this site. In addition to security fencing around our site, we are also going to be having security cameras monitoring the loading areas and exterior of the buildings. And again, we'll be making sure that our building is placed far enough back that meets the zoning requirements from the surrounding neighborhood properties. I thank you for your time and would like to hear from you any questions that you have.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All righty, folks. Well, we've now reached the part of the evening where it's time to ask you what questions and comments you have. I'll go through some kind of starting stuff here. Just for those of you that are online, again, we'll be doing a little bit of Zoom and in person. I see that someone online has already raised their hand. For those of you that are unfamiliar with how to raise your hand online, it is the hand button for those on a tablet or another device like a laptop. If you don't see that, you may need to tap the 3 dots to find the more and then find the raise hand option within that. Once you're called upon to speak, you'll need to make sure that you're not muted on your end. You should look for a microphone, and if it has a line through it, just click on that microphone and you'll unmute yourself. For those of you that have joined by phone, you can press *9 to raise your hand and *6 to unmute. And again, if you've got any trouble with this, please contact Michael Spaeth, our principal planner, at that phone number shown on the slide here. Now, for those of you in person, it's a little bit easier. If you want to raise your hand, you just raise your hand. And what I will ask is that you wait until I bring a microphone to you, as folks online won't be able to hear you if you don't speak into a microphone. Additionally, as staff or the applicant answer your questions, help me avoid jargon. If I use a term you're not familiar with, just let me know and I'll find another way to say it. Then lastly, just, you know, remain respectful. Don't interrupt me or anyone else speaking or asking a question, answering a question. But with that, I'll kind of bring up the slide of some of the last items that y'all had at the first neighborhood meeting as far as concerns, and I'll open it up for questions. All right, any questions in person here at the moment?
Just, I was wondering what sort of amenities will be offered for the RVs, such as will there be RV dumping? Is RV washing allowed on site? Can generators be run from the RVs?
It's a fair question. Mr. Leon, can you answer that? And again, if you come up here and you can use the microphone up here, I'll give you the slides or the PowerPoint clicker so you can go back to another slide if you need.
Absolutely. Thank you for your question. At this time, the only amenities that they are looking to provide are covered parking for the RVs.
So I know a lot of RV parks, like, maintenance can be done on the RVs on site. If your RV is parked, I know that you have to run your generators every so often. You got 15 feet only between the road and our property, and then there's an RV right there. And if they're running their generators constantly, it just seems awfully close to our properties.
And I understand that, and I believe the screening wall that we proposed, I can go back to a couple of slides if you would like. Oh, I took you out of it, sorry.
The sound and the smell and everything else than is the site.
Exactly. It's supposed to act also as a sound mitigation for that as well. As far as the smell, I would have to talk with the owner about their operating use, about running the generator and how long that they would have to be allowed to do that. But as far as the overall sound and impact, that's the screen wall should be providing that sound barrier to the local residents.
And I know power washing sometimes happens right at the spots.
There's no power washing that will be allowed at these facilities. Any type of cleaning or anything like that will have to be handled off-site or by the private owner of the RV.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Any other questions in person here at the moment? Over here, alrighty.
So I guess my first question is to the town, is this going to be moving forward, or is there still a chance to stop this construction? Like, where are we at in the process? I'm not too familiar with how it works.
Yeah, absolutely. So the process for this is that there are still two Planning and Zoning Commission hearings where the Planning and Zoning Commission will be making, at that second hearing, a recommendation to town council, and then there will be a town council public hearing where they make a decision. This is a conditional use permit, so this is a discretionary ask. It does require town council approval.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the citizens' feedback on whether or not we want this to exist at all still matters, is what I guess I'm asking. Okay, so I live directly behind the proposed site, and I've spoken with all of my adjacent neighbors on Sunny Slope as well as some on Hardy, and we're pretty much all adversely against this 100%. Our concerns range from property value decrease, increased traffic, increased noise pollution, impacts on the environment, as far as that land right now is untarnished desert, that which is inhabited by, I'm sure, hundreds, if not thousands, of different species of animals. And we don't want the eyesore there. And I mean, let me see what else. We have concerns about people perhaps squatting there, although that's a little bit lower on the priority list. It seems like they have a pretty good security apparatus going on there. And our other concern is, why does it need to be at this location? I know there's other locations not very far away from this location that are behemoths. I don't see any need directly for the town and citizens of Oro Valley, more so maybe the snowbirds that live up Oracle Road, but I'm not seeing a super huge need for people that live and own homes in the community to need to store additional things at this facility. I think it's going to be more people that are passing up and down Oracle. So why is another site that's not in the scenic corridor beneath the beautiful Push Ridge, where we already have LA Fitness, we already have Circle K? This is not adding value, in my opinion. If this was an apartment complex, I wouldn't be happy about it, but that's at least a benefit to people that are living and coming into our community and working in our community, as opposed to people just storing their things. So that's kind of where my concerns lie. And I know I've signed, I don't know who I sent it to, but I sent a signed petition with all of my neighbors about this project. So, and definitely concerned about the noise during the construction and after the construction and any unforeseen. I'm sure there's many unforeseen things that, you know, we can't even tell that we're not going to like until it's fully completed.
So. All right. Well, thank you very much. I would invite you, as well as all of the kind of neighbors and folks that you've mentioned, we'd certainly invite you to submit your comments, obviously, here. But again, you can email me at kpacker@orovalleyaz.gov with items, and I'll be sure to include any emails or Word documents, anything I receive within public reports that'll go, staff reports that'll go to, again, the Planning and Zoning Commission for their consideration of a recommendation and the Town Council for their final decision on the item. As the applicant, Mr. Leon, would you like to add anything?
At this time, I understand your concern. We hear it. As far as like a ecological standpoint, there have been studies that have been done for the native plants and then also the native animals that live in that area. Studies have been done. Mitigation plans have been being put in place if there are any impacts to anything that's found.
Just regarding that, you know, I know pest control, especially when it comes to RVs, is pretty important. Not to let pack rats get into them and everything mm-hmm. else. You know, just putting out poisons as an example when it comes to controlling the pest control, we've got owls, we got bobcats and hawks and everything else that we enjoy in our neighborhoods. I think that would definitely be a negative for just the wildlife in the neighborhood itself.
Understand.
And also, just a question, why was that building moved back farther from Oracle, was that an Oro Valley decision to, because that's going to, you know, it's not going to affect us as much, but I know there's other homes just to the north of us that I think that's going to really negatively impact their view of the sunsets going to, with a taller building there. So I'm just wondering why they got moved back.
Yeah, absolutely. I can speak to that. That is a planning and zoning, that is a scenic corridor requirement. Is that a portion of the site has an uninterrupted depth of 300 feet from the Oracle Road right of way? So that is why that structure has been moved back away from the Oracle right of way.
Thinking of it the opposite.
And all those animals
yeah, are
just
we.
To that, if it's approved already, so does that mean that the two-story building already, that's already been approved, or the height of all this has already been, like, is it done deal, or what's up with that?
No, so this is basically this is a discretionary process, so while there are certain elements that would meet code compliance within C2 zoning or C1 zoning, such as the height, The fact of the matter is the applicant is seeking a new planned area development with effectively making the zoning. So there are certainly items here that you can discuss if you'd like to try and lower the height. You know, again, this is a great time to kind of air your concerns and see which elements the applicant may be amenable to.
Yeah, because it looked like that building was even as tall or if not taller than the apartments that they had on there with the... If you go back to the rendering of the, I guess where you have the storage facility rendering of the next to the apartment, yeah, right there,
yeah,
that one.
Yeah,
it's pretty. I mean, it's there, and I mean the apartments are tall, and that's like, so I can imagine. I mean, yeah, that's what everybody was concerned with too. It's just you know, gonna block everything.
Mr. Leon.
And then you took away the view from Oracle Road. They're giving that much more to Oracle Road, so they're just pushing it back towards us. Yeah.
No, I appreciate
that. Which I don't know what it's would affect our property value, too, because all that is up there, I mean, blocking everything that we're so used to just not having
anything.
You know, or anything. I was hoping something, at least something lower, that wouldn't be so tall, would come behind us.
Yeah, we bought, just to add on to what she's saying is you're in the same boat as me and a lot of my other neighbors. We purchased this, we moved in up from the city to get away from the noise and the traffic and enjoy and paid a premium price for our homes up there as well to get an unmitigated view of Push Ridge and of the sunsets. And I've lived there for 7 years now and the sunsets are breathtaking every night. Like, it's not something like, when you're cooking dinner, just go outside to play with your dogs for a little bit. And even looking down at the city with the lights and stuff is just breathtaking. And it would be horrible if that was to go get affected at all. by this project or any project, for, really, for that matter.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm going to give the applicant an opportunity to respond to any comments if you'd like.
No, I appreciate your voicing your concern, and Ed duly noted that the building height, that's something that I can bring up to the design team and ownership as a major point of concern for the residents, and we'll have discussions on that.
Now, I am going to go on to Zoom for a moment. I see that Nola Alberts has a question. If we could have Nola unmuted. All righty. Nola, I believe you may need to unmute on your end. We do not hear you at the moment. Brian, can we check that we don't have Nola muted on our end? She's good? Okay. All right, Nola, again, if you've got a kind of a crossed out microphone button on your screen or device, you may need to tap it or press, I believe it's *6 to unmute. All right, well, I'm not hearing you at the moment. If you'd like to email your question or comment to kpacker@orovalleyaz.gov, I'll be happy to have the applicant or myself follow up with you and share that in an upcoming staff packet. All right, look around again here.
Hi there, thank you. I'm Tom, I'm with Rose Law Group. I'm on the team working with Chris and the applicant. I think we heard some really good points tonight, but I think one of the things we want to stress and highlight in answer to some of these concerns is that as you move from west to east, the topography of the site also must be considered. And so the project itself, Chris, as I understand it, goes down 15 feet below grade. Maybe you can expand upon that as well. And while I did hear the concerns tonight of the folks, everything we've done in this proposal and these images that you're seeing is to make sure that the views and the mountains and everything that you, the reasons why you live here are not adversely impacted. And so we've incorporated all of that already to make sure that people are not adversely impacted. And then we heard concerns tonight regarding traffic and noise. This use of a storage site is actually the least obtrusive. In many projects I work on across the county and across the state, the one thing that people are concerned about is apartment complexes, because obviously that brings more people, more noise, significant more construction, significant more traffic. And so those are the things that we usually hear about. People in many ways are relieved when they hear about a self-storage site, especially one from a company as reputable as this one that has done a really good job throughout the community of working with neighbors. So everything we hear tonight, we certainly appreciate, but I just wanted to highlight that as well. And maybe my colleague Chris can provide more color on that. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So as Tom indicated, you know, there is a significant elevation drop throughout this site. So when we are saying two stories, we're not taking it from, I'm assuming you're on the east end of that site, you're on the higher end of the site. As it slopes down from east to west, the east end is higher, west end is lower. So we'll be doing some grading in there. But when we say two stories, it's going to be from the very bottom level, which is going to be closer to that western edge. So when we're talking the 29 feet, realistically, from your viewpoint, that may be the same as a single-story building from your pad elevation. Now, I would need to look and verify as we're going further throughout this process, but that is the intent of this, is to keep the second level as close to as appearing as a single story unit from that perspective. But because there's such an elevation cut that's going to occur in there, it's still going to be a two-story building. And then piggybacking off of what they've talked about, traffic and volume, part of that traffic analysis that I had mentioned, I believe they're anticipating, I think, maybe a peak in the AM traffic, about 5 vehicles per day in the morning, and then up to, I think it's like 8 or 9 in the PM hours. So there's not going to be a significant traffic increase to and from the site during the morning and peak hours that's going to contribute to the rush hour that happens usually at Oracle Road.
Alrighty, are there any other questions in person? Don't see any. I'll give folks another opportunity online to raise their hands if they'd like to speak. Alrighty, well, at this time, I'm not seeing any additional questions or comments. So with that, I will again go back to our kind of slides here. And I want to share, again, this process is far from over. So as we move forward, there are multiple opportunities. Again, two Planning and Zoning Commission public hearings with tentative dates in April and May, as well as a town council public hearing in June. So there are multiple opportunities. Again, this is a discretionary project. Beyond that, I'm always available if you'd like to submit questions, comments, concerns. Share those with me at kpackard@orvalleyaz.gov, where you can find out more information about the project at ovprojects.com. And lastly, please be sure to scan the QR code on this slide here or up at the front desk and let us know how we did tonight. I'll be available afterwards if you've got any questions. And if you have any questions for the applicant, again, now is a great time to meet them, talk to them, share those with them, get their contact information as well. All right, with that, I want to thank you very much for coming tonight.